All right, here with Coach Bill Kiatt after a thrilling finish to the North Carolina Wesleyan game. Coach, talk about your team's second half and the way the Tornadoes came back and really had it down there till the very end, to the wire.
We let them know at halftime that this game was by no means out of hand. And a lot of the issues that arose in the first half were by our own doing. And if we could just correct all of those errors from the first half, we'd have great opportunity to win this game in the second half. It was only a two-score difference. And it took them a little while to get going. So at first I was disappointed in the effort and the lack of enthusiasm to start out in that third quarter. But once we started to make some plays and got a little bit of momentum, then things were able to pick up. And then we rallied, and it was incredible to watch and unfold. It was just too late.
Now that final drive started at your own three, marched all the way down the field, managed the clock well at times, you know, a couple big plays here. Gravett, you know, great work both, you know, in the air and also using his legs. Talk about that final drive and, you know, the offensive side coming through there.
We've been working 2 minute all year long, and Gravett has really been the guy to go to during that 2 minute. He just works well in the scenario, so we knew he'd be able to perform. It's a little disheartening when you see the ball that far back, and most of the time people don't believe that you can make that kind of drive with such little time left, but we had all of our timeouts, so we knew we were capable of getting it done. And Jacob just thrives in that situation. So he really gets focused and sees a lot of things on that field so he can make those throws. He made some beautiful throws and just big plays at big moments, and was able to drive us all the way down the field.
One more individual I just want to touch on is Trayvon Charles. Big day again in the return game, returning kickoffs, and also got that interception. Talk about how valuable he was today.
One thing that makes him extremely valuable to this team is his leadership skills. So the guys are all drawn to his character and the things that he says and how he approaches the game. So they all believe in him because this game means so much to him. And he has made that clear. So he walks the walk as he talks the talk. And for yet another game, the things that he's been able to do on the field has put us in the position to win. Without his efforts and without his abilities, we wouldn't even be going down to the last drive for the win.
And finally, what's your message to the team, you know, after a tough loss like this and moving forward to next week?
In order to learn how to win, you have to have experience winning. But how can you get the experience if you don't win? So I let them know that they grew tremendously in this, but there's just so much that you pour out onto this field during the game. It's very difficult post-game for guys to really hear what it is that you're saying because they have left everything on the field. So to absorb the information you give them while you're on the field, difficult thing. So the message will probably get relayed a second time come Monday so that they can understand a little more clearly. But by no means is this season over. We have so much to look forward to, so much to play for. I would be thrilled to go 4-1 in this back half of the season.
Great. Thanks, Coach.